Sports Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where photos and your calls have no borders. Now, here are your hosts, Griff and Lee.
Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. This segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. If this is a live show you're listening to, well, today is March 30th, 2017. The show number is 453. March over to your phone and call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30. And for those of you who can't stand letters and numbers in the same text string, and you might be one of those people who don't like their foods touching on the plate, it's 888-723-4630.
Good morning, Griff.
Good morning, Lee.
We're going to do some trivia today. So
I love trivia.
And it's going to be, hey, what is it called? Hey, you, listen up.
Yeah, hey, you, listen up.
Yeah.
Is that what we...
Hey, you, listen up. So it's going to be something that we talk about here on the show.
Hey, you. Exactly. Wasn't that the perfume for one night stands? Remember?
I thought that was skid marks on the driveway.
No, I think it was on SNL very early with Gilda Radner, and she's dressed up
in a
bar, and she's looking at a guy, and she says, hey, you. And it says, hey, you, the perfume for one night stands. And then the next shot is of her doing the walk of shame in the morning. With a broken shoe, trying to catch a taxi, saying, hey, you.
Yeah. Now it comes back to me.
because I had to do it.
So eBay store subscribers, one more day, Griff.
What are you talking about?
You have only today and tomorrow to use your first quarterly coupon.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
For eBay-branded shipping supplies.
You got to use it up.
Where can they find it?
Under your pillow.
Did you print out your show sheets today?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
Oh, look, it's right in front of me. You can find it linked from your Seller Hub overview page under Seller Tools, Manage Store. Copy the discount code, then go to ebay.com supplies to purchase your eBay-branded shipping materials and paste in the code during checkout. And remember, now you can buy polyvinyl mailers in smaller lots of only 25. That's ebay.com/supplies. And...
A little
eBay-colored bird here told me.
Uh-huh.
We can look forward in the coming months to some new items, new products.
Really?
That are eBay-branded.
Give us a hint.
I'm not. I've already said too much.
One little hint. Just...
Hello, is Griffin there? Griff, you're fired.
Come with me. Oh, it's security.
Make you pack up your box, and does security take you out there when somebody's let go?
Depends. Yeah. It could.
Yeah.
No, you don't want that to happen.
No. I was applying.
Wouldn't it be funny to get, like, fired on the air? No, it wouldn't be.
Hey, you know what? It's happened before. Not to me, but it has happened.
You mean to radio
happened.
People.
To radio yeah. people, yeah. Mm. You know, and sometimes the phone rings, you know, on a break, and you pick it up, and it's the program director saying, get your stuff and get out as soon as the show's over. Usually they wait till you come out of the studio, though. So, I don't know. So, listen, we hope that you don't get fired today, and hopefully you will not, because you're an entrepreneur. You'd have to fire yourself. You're an eBay seller. Wonderful thing about entrepreneurialism, isn't it, Griff?
Yeah.
You're in charge of your own future. Nobody else is. And so I find that's the most fascinating thing I find about entrepreneurialism. And, you know, we're going to be talking about entrepreneurialism and a lot of other things in July 25th through the 27th. And a lot of people, Griff, are calling it eBay Live. It is not eBay Live. What is it called, Griff?
eBay Open.
Absolutely. So this would be eBay Open 2017. eBay Live was a different kind. It was a convention. This is more of a... Did you say a conference?
Well, I think you can say it simply. eBay Open is like eBay Live mini me.
Right. So eBay Live was like 10, 15,000 people and was just out of hand, in my opinion. It was too big. But now we have these smaller ones for like 1,500. Fantastic. eBay Open. So remember that. Don't call it eBay Live. So if you can't call in for whatever reason at 888-RADIO-30, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show. And please know that if you email your listing dish request, though, I can't send you, you know, your prize if you get 5 tureens. You have to be on the air with us to get that. But if you want us to dish your listing and you don't care about that, you can also click the contact us button. We'd rather have you call in to have your listing.
We like
dish.
It when you call.
We absolutely do.
That means we get a break. We don't have to keep talking endlessly.
So the listing dish is you would call up and you would give Donna, is our phone screener today, you would give Donna an item number. Griff and I would look at it, gently critique it for you. And, you know, we have seen this, Griff, and you can attest to this, that some people, by making just two or three little tiny tweaks, the floodgates opened, and they started making sales. So please know that we're here to help you if you want to call us at 888-RADIO-30. You newbies, don't be shy. Give us a call. We're happy to help you out. So we can do a listing dish. Let me see what else we've got. Oh, remember the Turin score. It goes to 5 Turins is for, if we give you a score of 5, it means we think you're listing was perfect.
Yes, yeah.
So we can do that today. We like to do those on Thursdays. And you never know who's going to drop in. It could happen. Thursday, sometimes we have drop-ins.
Jeez, I better go look at the
No, I shouldn't have said that. I don't think anybody's dropping in today. Yeah. But you never know.
No one's coming in that segment. No one's coming in that segment. No one's coming in that segment. A lot of Reva Lozanski tips in here.
Yeah.
No one in that one. No one in that one. I think we're going to make it. Nope. There's no scheduled one.
And the Reva Lozanski tips are, but you never know, you know, what a surprise could be. I loved the Reva Lozanski tips because they're top 10 tips for turning an angry customer into a raving fan. So, Griff, we're going to do those 10 tips. Do you want to do them now or you want to wait till a little later to do them? We can start on it now, and if anybody calls for a listing dish or with a question or a comment, we could always stop down.
All right. What page are they on?
11.
Hold on a minute.
This is such great radio, isn't it?
Hold on a minute.
I hope all of my old program directors in radio are listening right now.
They're listening, and they're chuckling away
really?
Saying...
Really? I hope they are. They're saying, look what she's come to.
Right. Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
She used to be so good.
Yeah. Well, it's a long climb down that ladder, apparently.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
Okay,
where do you want to start?
So, Reva Lozanski, first of all, is a fantastic woman. Griff and I both know her. Reva, coincidentally, was the editor of Entrepreneur magazine for many, many, many years. And she was the editor the 5 years that I was the host of the Entrepreneur magazine radio show. So, Reva is a terrific, knowledgeable woman on entrepreneurialism. So for whatever reason, we've all experienced an unhappy customer, right, Griff? Even you.
Yeah.
While this can be a frustrating experience, Reva wants us to know that it's not only possible to diffuse angry customers, but you can turn them into raving fans of your small business. So, Griff, you want to read number one of her top 10 tips?
Number one is put your ego aside.
Okay.
When faced with conflict...
I have to do that every Tuesday and Thursday.
When faced with conflict, it's human nature to become defensive or angry in response. You need to put these urges aside and focus on the customer's feelings, not your own.
And, you know, that's something that's learned, Griff. Once you do that several times, it can become a habit with you. That at the moment, you usually feel that anger when a customer does something that you consider dumb. It's... at that moment that you learn to go and just calm down. Number two is let the customer vent. Most angry people just want to be heard. Like a boiling kettle, your customer needs to let off steam. If you get in the way, you'll get burned.
Yikes, yeah. Number three is listen actively. While the customer vents, pay attention. Don't think about what you're going to say in response or interrupt or offer solutions yet. Try to understand why the customer is so upset and what feelings are behind the anger.
And then number four is clarify the reason the customer is angry. Paraphrase what he or she just said and ask if you're understanding correctly. Repeat if necessary till you get it right. And you've heard me say this a lot, Griff. I say, okay, let me make sure I've got this right, or let me make sure I understand.
Let me make sure I've been listening.
And then I list the things.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person says, yes, that's right. So what's number five?
Number five is apologize for the problem. Don't just say, I'm sorry. Be empathetic. I'm so sorry the gift you ordered for your daughter's birthday didn't arrive on time. That must have disappointed you in the birthday girl.
Number six, take ownership of the problem.
Yes.
Tell the customer you will personally make sure the issue is resolved. Coming from the business owner, this means a lot and also diffuses the situation.
Yes.
See, don't forget, in some other companies, they've had to go through three or four people before they get to you, the owner. But in this situation with your eBay sales, they're going to usually come straight to you.
That's true.
So, number seven.
Number seven is suggest a solution and get the customer's buy-in. To give the customer some control of the situation, present a solution and ask if that would work for her. Or offer two options and ask the customer which would she prefer.
Number eight is solve the problem as quickly as possible. Often you can do this on the spot. Other times it may take longer. For problems that require more time, keep the customer updated about progress so they don't feel forgotten.
There you go. And number eight, solve the problem as
quickly. No, we just did that. You're number nine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Next page.
You know that one that said listen actively, number three? Yeah, I need to bone up on that one. Go above and beyond solving the problem. Customers will be satisfied if you fix the problem, but they won't be thrilled enough to become Stark raving fans. To get them there, consider offering a discount, additional service, free gift, or other item of value at the same time you resolve the issue. Better yet, offer something the customer can share with friends. I'm so sorry you weren't happy with your steak. We'll bring another one on the house. And also, please accept this gift certificate for free two entrees. We hope you'll come back and visit us again.
We'll be back with number 10.
Oh, I can't wait. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Call us, 888-723-4630. When we come back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Managing your online business can be complicated, but shipping doesn't have to be. Stamps.com makes shipping super simple. Whether you ship one item a week or lots of packages every day, Stamps.com's simple interface lets you print multiple shipping labels in seconds, so you can spend less time shipping and more time selling. And if you have multiple eBay accounts, you can import orders from each store into one interface. It makes shipping your orders from all stores really easy. Stamps.com gives you access to all USPS mail classes, along with the lowest available USPS rates. So for shipping, the choice is simple. Stamps.com. And here's a little bonus. Sign up and get a free 5-pound shipping scale. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee. For the cost of postage and handling at Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Somewhere in the future on the eBay space-time continuum.
There, that's today's sold items beamed out to their buyers. Now, let's get the robo-listers started on our latest case of liquidation goods from bulk.
What's in that case, boss?
Check bulk's manifest. It'll show you exactly what we bought.
Bulk sure makes it easy.
It wasn't always easy. Before bulk revolutionized product sourcing back in the 21st century, it was really hard. Sellers had to find major manufacturers who wanted to liquidate overstocks, returned, and open box merchandise all on their own. Most companies sold inventory by the truckload with no list or guarantee of what was included. And shipping, it costs more than your paycheck.
Bulk changed all that?
Thanks to bulk, we can buy by the pallet or case with an itemized manifest and flat rate shipping. Now, enough ancient history. Let's check out those robo-listers.
Bulk.com, revolutionizing product sourcing for online sellers. BULQ.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia. Love the way you ship. We're here to answer your questions at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
So in our Hey, Listen Up contest, contest, what's the name of the eBay event happening this July 25th through the 27th?
Oh, I used to know this.
Again, what's the name of the eBay? Yeah, just in the last segment. What's the name of the eBay event happening this? That's funny, Chris.
What?
What you just said. You used to know it. We just talked about it.
But that was
know.
Last segment.
I just
segment.
Found it funny.
It's a whole other world right now. I mean, I don't know.
So what's the name of the eBay event happening this July 25th through the 27th? First caller at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630 is going to win a $25 gift certificate for Bubble Fast Shipping Supplies. And speaking of shipping supplies, eBay gives them away for free. For gosh sakes.
Yeah, well, kind of, yeah. We sure, yeah.
And so, where do they go to get those, Griff?
I mean, you go to the free shipping supply store.
Yes, you do.
And then you stand, take a ticket, and stand in line. No, you just go to, go to manage my store. This is the best way to do it.
It is.
If you're logged into eBay with your account, when you go to your store page, there'll be a button that says manage my store. Click it. You can also get to that link from the Seller Hub main page on the very far left bottom corner of the page. There's a series of links. When you're on the Manage My Store page, up in the left-hand corner, you'll see a link for subscriber discounts. Click it. Now, on the next page, the top box is for eBay shipping supplies. You may be surprised. You may notice a lot of things on that page you weren't aware of that you can get discounts on as a store subscriber. But that one is the one we're talking about. So click on the shipping supplies and you'll see a code in a box. Unless you've already used the code for this quarter, highlight and copy the code, then go to ebay.com/supplies. And it will take you to the eBay store that has been licensed to sell the eBay-branded shipping supplies. And you can use the amount of your coupon, depending on your store subscriber level, basic,
and you've got
premium
one more
anchor.
Day, right? One more
you got
day
one more
tomorrow.
Day for this quarter. At the end of the quarter, that code will disappear, and a new one will take its place. So there's always a code. But why not use the one that is about to expire?
Because you're going
to
lose it if you don't use it.
If you don't use it.
Also, use the whole $25, my darling, because if you use $24.01, you're going to lose 99 cents. So even if it goes over a buck or two, you will be doing yourself a favor. So, Griff, we were going to do number 10. We have to do number 10 of Reva Lazansky's Top 10 Tips for Turning an Angry Customer into a Raving Fan. And I noticed, Griff, you do a lot of these things. Like, when you have a problem, you always take ownership.
Yeah, quickly.
And you give them something.
Yeah, I try to, yeah.
You give them, like, a coupon for something off, right?
Yes.
So you do this. You go the extra step. Just taking care of the customer's problem is not enough. What Reva's trying to say is you want to turn them into a raving fan. So, you ready to take a call?
I am absolutely ready to take call.
Ron in Birmingham, Alabama, Oilerman 21. Ron, what's your question or comment?
I'm trying for the trivia answer,
okay.
If I can. Hello, Griff. Hello, Lee.
Good morning. How you doing, Oilerman?
Good morning.
We're doing just fine. Things are rolling along. And I believe the answer is the eBay Open. Yay,
absolutely.
Vegas.
Yep,
Vegas,
you got
baby.
It.
You got it.
Okay,
so you know the score, right? You know what to do. You send me, now you send it to contest@voicemarketing.com.
Oh, at contest?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
contest@voicemarketing.com.
Gotcha.
And I'll send it out to you today. You can even use it today.
Well, any word on what month they're going to announce the details of registration?
No, we can't. No, I wish.
Well, yeah, no, we won't. We never pre-announce that we're going to announce something. So we don't say, on December 10th, we're going to announce an announcement.
Okay.
Yeah. It'll just happen.
How many months has it been before the actual open that they usually announce?
I can answer this question. A few months.
Weeks.
A few months.
Days.
No, it's a few months.
Yeah.
Yeah. A few months before.
Right.
Or it may be May or June.
No, it'll be before.
No. A few months before. To me, a few is like three, you know. That's to me.
Oh, okay.
A few months. In the past.
All right.
That's in the past, though, honey.
Yeah, so we're talking about June sometime then.
No.
See how I'm trying to...
See how I'm not responding?
See how I'm getting into trouble.
See how I'm not saying anything.
Ron, can't wait to see you there, Ron. We'll talk to you before,
of course. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Congratulations
If I knew it and I could tell you, I would do so. If I knew it and I couldn't tell you, I can't do it. So
somehow we got that. Okay, so I have an item number for you.
You do? Why?
Yep. You ready? Tell me when you're ready.
Okay, I'll tell you.
Okay.
So
it's 1824.
Yep.
Did we do number 10 yet? We didn't do number 10. Let's do this first and then we'll do number 10. Oh, gosh, I am.
Welcome to the eBay Dementia Radio Show.
I am totally losing it today.
1824. Good year,
and
by the way.
And I feel good. I don't know.
Oh, it's those pills. I told you they'd
work.
Honey,
I have no pills. I am the most pill-free person in the world.
I need pills is what I need.
Here it is. 1824.
All right.
9835. 7551. So that's 1-824-9835-7551. And while you're on your way there, I'm going to ask you a trivia question.
Is it a sold listing? Is it a sold listing?
It is. It could be, yeah.
Yeah, then you have to say click sold listing.
Yeah, okay. Click sold listing.
Right.
And before you read it, I'm going to ask you a trivia question.
What
do Gloria Steinem, Jane Pauley, Janet Guthrie, Sherry Lewis, and Rosa Parks have in common?
They were all super sisters.
They're all part of this sold item. A complete set. Well, why don't you go ahead and read the...
This is funny. This is interesting. This is Super Sisters 1979 trading cards. This is for Women's History Month. And what it is, trading cards, each one with a picture of a different woman who was a super sister in women's history.
And this was in 1979, by the way.
Yeah.
So these trading cards are going for $98.
Mm.
There are 8 bids so far. It's auction.
Yep.
And great thing to sell for. And this seller was smart. Mm. This seller has Women's History Month in their title. I think that's smart. What do you think?
Well, I guess. I mean, I couldn't think of anything else you'd add there. But yeah. Cool.
So there's even a rabbi. They range from athletes to congresswomen, actresses to feminists. There's even a rabbi listed in honor of Women's History Month. 1979 deck was still in its original plastic box. It sold for $98 with 8 bids from 3 unique bidders.
That seems like a good deal.
I like it. So what about...
So where are you going to display them?
You know, I already have a deck of cards, a deck of Hillary Clinton cards.
Oh, yeah.
That have, and they're all, they're not from this last candidacy. It was from before.
Oh.
And it has not just women, but men listed on the face of the plate, like the Jack is somebody and the King, and it kind of cool. But no, I don't think I'm going to buy these because you know why? These would just sit in an album somewhere or something, you know, for my kids to throw away. I got to be careful what I buy at this age.
Absolutely. You don't have a lot of space.
I don't.
Yeah. I say that, and then you know what I do is I go buy some stuff.
Me too.
Yeah, so I say I'm not going to buy some more stuff, and then I go out and buy some more stuff because human beings, who knows?
I get rid of things all the time, so I know that I don't, you know, I don't honor my own advice. very much. So Girl Scout cookie time may have passed in the offline world. Do you buy Girl Scout cookies?
I have in the past. I didn't this year. My mind was on something else.
It was so cute this year in front of our grocery store. As we drove up, I thought there was a policeman going over to talk to these two little girls. They were maybe, I would say, 10 and 11 years old.
Right.
Who were holding up signs. And I thought, oh, my God, they're protesting and the police are going to stop them. And I was all ready to go over there and see what was going on. And the protest signs said things like, it had resistance on it, but it says you can't resist our cookies. So it was all about the Girl Scout cookies, but they were pretending it was like a protest. It was very cute. Anyway, the cop went over to buy cookies.
Oh.
It turns out. So Girl Scout cookie time may have passed in the offline world, but it's still going strong on eBay. Enterprising Brownie and Girl Scout troops have posted an impressive 567 active listings for cookies.
Oh, wow. I can get cookies there.
Yes, from buy the box to buy the case.
Would you excuse me for a moment?
Yes. Thin Mints, Griff. Thinmints.
Yeah, but they're probably a fortune, right? They mark the prices up.
I don't know. I'm going to put Girl Scout cookies in here.
And I like the what are they called? Tagwons? Oh, no, they're not bad. But with shipping, yeah, it goes right up.
Girl Scout cookies. Okay, let's see. $68.99 for a case, though, Griff.
Okay.
We're talking about a whole case. 12 cookie boxes.
Oh, jeez. What am I going to do with them besides eat them? This segment is brought to you by Indicia. Love the way you ship. Our lines are open. 888-723-4630. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. You can be in that moment. Call us.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Hop on down the bunny trail to more sales this Easter with a celebration of all things spring. List anything pastel, flowered, or suitable for an Easter basket, as well as anything bunny or egg-related. Promote any crosses you may have, such as pendants or earrings, and don't put all your marketing eggs in one basket. Make an Easter collection on eBay. Then put together an Easter items and ideas board on Pinterest. Post Easter recipes or fun ways to color eggs on your Facebook business page with a link to your store. Tweet links to your most Eastery items. Finally, look for Easter decor on clearance and stock up for next year.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
It's another ordinary day in eBay land. You're ready to pack and ship when suddenly the shipping monster strikes again. That hard-to-ship item just sold, but you're not sure how to pack it. You need a superhero to save the sale. You need Bubble Fest's Mark and Robin Levine, the superheroes of shipping. They can help you safely pack your most challenging items. They've got a super selection of everything you need to do the job right. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP.
Hello, Bubble Fast Hotline. How can I help you?
Mark and his Robin will get you on the way to shipping that impossible item fast. For more ways to tame the shipping monster, join Bubble Fest's Facebook group. Subscribe to their Bubble Briefs newsletter. And remember, their shipping hotline, 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFast.com. That's BubbleFast.com.
As a busy online seller, you need to get Ship Done. Your packages need to go out as quickly, efficiently, and cost-effectively as possible from everywhere you sell. You need ShipStation. ShipStation integrates with all of your selling channels to process orders fast and seamlessly. Ship via USPS, UPS, FedEx, and more. ShipStation works with eBay's global shipping program, too. But shipping isn't all ShipStation does. ShipStation lets you automatically leave feedback for buyers when you ship. In fact, with ShipStation, you can automate pretty much everything from importing a product photo with each order to sending email to customers and managing returns. ShipStation is web-based, and their one-of-a-kind mobile app lets you print labels and ship from anywhere. So when you need to get Ship Done, you need ShipStation. Try it for free at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Listen while you list.